Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I'm Dave Cohen. Mike Dettillier, it's 26 degrees right now in Hammond, 27 in Kenner, and we just dropped down to 23 down in your neck of the woods in Galliano. 23 degrees!
That's mighty cool down here.
Yeah.
Mighty cool, brother.
And last night we saw single digits across the region,
single digits.
Wind chills even colder. Oh, my goodness. So here we go again. Daniel Gitlin is with the Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. Daniel, I don't know how long you've been doing this, but I've been here almost 30 years. Mike's been down on the bayou a whole longer than that, and we've never seen anything like this in southeast Louisiana.
Yeah, this is definitely unprecedented. You know, we were looking at a couple inches, and just yesterday it all came down. And considering what we got, I think we've responded, and everybody in the community has been so outstanding listening to our requests to stay off the roads. I do have some breaking news for you. So,
well, let's not wait for
I got to get a message out right now, and that is we had opened the Crescent City Connection in one lane in each direction today. We worked really hard to do that. Right now, we are closing the Crescent City Connection overnight, and there's a reason for that. The New Orleans Police Department has asked us to do that because the surface streets leading to the Crescent City Connection have been overcrowded with cars, and they've had a lot of accidents. So NOPD has basically asked us to hold off on keeping the bridge open until tomorrow, so when conditions improve. So that, you know, that's something that we had, you know, you can't really foresee that. But safety is number one. So for the rest of the night, Crescent City Connection Bridge is closed, and that is for safety reasons. So I do have some other good news for you, though.
Well, before we move on to that, I just want to ask you. So the connection, we again closed that down because we're seeing too many vehicles crashing when they're coming off at Chapultepec or in that surrounding area or at General de Gaulle. So now, once again, if you have to cross the river, you'll have to go all the way to Gramercy to cross the river again, right?
That's not correct because we've opened up the Huey P. Long Bridge.
Ah, that was the other bit of news. So, all right.
Yeah. So I had something for you. So in one lane in each direction, we have crews over in Bridge City who've been working nonstop around the clock, and they have not only opened it in one lane in each direction, they've got crews working all night long, putting salt down to make sure that that bridge stays open all night. So, you know, a little wrench in the plan, certainly disappointing. Safety is number one, and as you know, we work very closely with our police departments to make sure that everybody is protected. So they reached out to us, NOPD. Certainly, we closed the bridge for that. And, you know, it's because it's so frigid cold outside. And, you know, one more night to get through, and hopefully, you know, we'll see some reopenings tomorrow.
Well, Daniel, that's great news because I understand the problem with the Crescent City Connection, but at least now you don't have to drive to St. James Parish if you have to cross the river. You only have to go next door to Jefferson Parish, Bridge City, and Elmwood. So that's a much easier trek. Again, only absolutely have to cross the river, but at least it's available for emergency services and for others who have to do it. Meanwhile, we're worried about the interstates. I'm looking at a live shot on 511LA.org right now of I-10 at Williams, and there's got to be 8-10 inches of snow still sitting on the Williams overpass at I-10, and you see similar scenes as you look across the interstates throughout the New Orleans metro area between La Place all the way over to Slidell. What is the prognosis for those?
You know, you're exactly right. And the interstate is a challenge, you know, because there's so many overpasses, certainly, and you have wide lanes right there. A lot of snow and ice still on the interstate. There's good news, though, with that. We have crews making their way from Lake Charles and Lafayette as the interstate opens up from that Texas-Louisiana border. And we're planning on seeing some real progress tomorrow. We have crews stationed and ice. We have salt trucks and plows ready, stationed to go.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The real key here is that once you drop below 20 degrees, that salt doesn't really do a lot. And you can, the de-icing fluid that you would put on it can easily refreeze. So we have to get above 20 degrees in order to make progress. The good news for tomorrow is, even though it's going to be really cold, it's going to warm up considerably in the morning, so that by 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, we're back over that threshold. So, you know, again, it's like you have to just hold on for one more night, and then we'll start seeing some real progress. And the good news also is we're making progress on, you know, US 90 and US 61 airline highway is open. So don't focus just on the interstates. There are going to be ways to get from point A to point B across the city, and then that's going to be really tomorrow. Those are our primary routes, the ones we didn't think we were going to lose, if you would, because we were stationed to cover those, and we just got blown away by snow and overwhelmed. So we are going back to get those primary routes open. We need to make sure that first responders can get to all of our citizens, especially some of them, you know, along coastal areas. And then we will get the interstates open, too. So you're going to see multiple crews out there tomorrow. You're going to see crews working on the interstate. But then we also anticipate getting much more of U.S. 90 open tomorrow. So we are making progress. But this is why the message has been out there not to drive unless you absolutely have to, because there are that things that may change, as we saw, safety, number one, working, you know, with the police. So good things are going to start happening starting tomorrow, and we just got to hold on for one more night.
Daniel, one of the things I know I hear about it a lot, especially today, and we have a number of people living on the bayou that have jobs in Metairie or Kenner or New Orleans, and they travel the Hale Boggs Bridge. So just get your thoughts on, and not trying to put you on the spot, of, if, you know, sometime during the day that'll be fully reopened.
Yeah. I-310, that Hale Boggs Bridge, that's on our priority list. So you're going to see that bridge, they've been working on it. That bridge is probably going to be one of those that reopens tomorrow. We absolutely understand the need to get those bridges back open. You know, our goal by tomorrow, you know, we want to have all three of those bridges, you know, the Hale-Dodds, certainly Huey P. Long and Crescent City Connection. And not only that, you know, work to get multiple lanes open on these bridges. But,
right.
And that, you know, the key here is, you know, you got a lane open on these bridges it's not enough to handle regular traffic or anything close to that. So if you're going to go out and you need to travel, you need to understand that it's going to take you 2, 3, 4 times longer than it would under normal circumstances. And it's not going to be until Saturday and, you know, Sunday where we're back to what we're used to. So, again, this is an unprecedented event, 130 years in the making, as they say. The fact that we're where we are right now is astounding. It's just a credit to not only the citizens for staying off the streets, but for all our crews, for the state and local police officers, Homeland Security, and all the parish presidents out there who've been very vocal. We've had the same consistent message from day one, which is we need to stay off the roads. And that's just, it's worked. It's been so powerful. It's nice to see government really working well and effectively. And, you know, I'm just so proud to be part of this DOT crew. I'm so proud to be part of the team. It's been an unbelievable experience. And you guys, too, the media has been outstanding getting that message out. We absolutely could not do it without you. So this is, you know, this is everybody working together to get to this point. We're so close. We're so close. You know, give me 24 more hours, you know, and we will get to where we want to go.
Daniel, the Causeway general manager told us that he thinks it'll be Friday before they're able to completely open that bridge. What about the I-55 between La Place and Ponchatoula, the elevated section there, and the I-10 twin spans between New Orleans and Slidell? Well, what do you think is the status of those going forward?
It's probably more likely, you know, Friday. We have to get the other priority routes working. Then we're going to hit those priority routes. The good news with those is that we do have secondary roads. You know, we have crews up on the North Shore keeping 51 open. So there are ways to get up to the North Shore and back. And certainly US 11 is open. So in that kind of a situation, you have the stream of traffic that's available. We may see that tomorrow. It depends on the weather and depends on what kind of progress we're making. Those are things we're going to talk about, you know, through the day tomorrow. Tomorrow's, you know, another day of hard work to get through. And that's why, again, you know, that's why the schools are closed, is because we need to make sure that people are not on the road unless they absolutely have to be. But there are some people who do need to be on the road, and we absolutely understand that. Some business, and we have the ability to take those secondary roads, keep them open. But we're going to get there. We are absolutely going to get there. We're making progress. It's just a little bit at a time.
Daniel, we got One More Night for You there by Phil Collins. That's what you asked for. So we'll play you out with that. Thank you for joining us here on WWL and for all the hard work of all the men and women at DOTD working to get us back up and running and moving around after this unprecedented snowfall and winter storm. Stay warm out there. Daniel Gitlin from Department of Transportation and Development.